Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, it's Bill and Morgan from the Q Morning Show. Thank you so much for checking out the Q Morning Show on demand. This is our full show podcast.
It's everything we did on the show this morning, except there's no music, there's no interruptions. It's just us.
Thank you for listening. It all starts right now.
Broadcasting from the Halley Building in downtown Cleveland, it's the Q Morning Show on Q104.
So I saw some flurries early this morning, but really nothing else coming in from the west side. What about you,
No,
Morgan?
It's clear on the east side. All good.
So I guess it's coming?
Maybe? Question mark?
I mean,
time will tell, won't it?
I suppose so. I just thought it would be here by now.
Yeah, this is how it normally goes, though, so.
I would love it if every weather forecaster is completely wrong on this, though. Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. Good morning. It's the Q Morning Show. Morgan and Bill Ryan, our weather correspondent on the east side, who would be David.
Yes.
Morgan's fiance. He says it's now snowing in Willoughby.
Yes. As of 6:20 a.m., you texted me, good morning. Be careful on the way home. The snow has started.
And I just looked outside and I see flurries in downtown Cleveland. So the big stuff clearly is not here yet.
Right.
But it's obvious they anticipate it because we're under a winter weather advisory until tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. So we're watching out for that this morning. I got a text here on our new number, which is 216-474-0104. It says, hi, Bill and Morgan. Why did you change the phone number for Q104? I was used to the old number, and I grew up with it.
We're asking ourselves the same question, honestly.
A lot of people grew up with that number. I remember that was the number when I worked at Q104 in the first time. So at least since 96.
20 years. Wow.
Yeah, and probably longer than that. The short answer to why we had to change our number is we upgraded the phone system, and we couldn't keep the old number.
That's, well, there you have it.
That's why we have a new phone number. But yeah, Morgan and I, when we heard about it, we were like, oh, really? We're changing the number because that kind of sucks. We don't want to make it more difficult for you to get in touch with us or to text us. But new number, and just three numbers have changed. It's now 216-474-0104.
You know my fiance has an obsession with golf and that it's seeping into my life. When I was told the new number, every time I say a four, it's four, you know, because I'm constantly have the golf on in the house 24/7. So
there you go.
If that's one way to help you remember it, because honestly, that's how I've been remembering it. You can use it.
Well, you can just put it in your phone and then you can forget it. Like, how many phone numbers do you actually have memorized?
Like none.
For me, I have
my old house number.
Yeah, I have my old home phone number too. The house that I grew up in, I have that number. I have my wife's number memorized. Beyond that, I don't have any other number.
Like I don't either.
Like, I couldn't call my mom right now if it wasn't programmed into my phone.
No, the only one that I think I would know is my mom's, and I'm still iffy about it. Like, I know that it's very close to mine because we're still on the same plan, but I'd have to give it a couple guesses.
Yeah, so in an emergency, if I didn't have my iPhone,
I'm screwed.
I'd be in big trouble.
100%.
If Paula doesn't pick up the phone, or if somebody at my old house, the house that I grew up in, doesn't pick up the phone.
Right.
I'm in huge trouble. So again, it's 216-474-0104. Beep. Please make a note of it.
Waking you up.
Good morning.
morning.
Good morning.
Real life, real Cleveland.
Feel good in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
I know Victoria's Secret. She was never made for me.
Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. It's the Q Morning Show. Friday morning, it's Morgan, it's Bill Ryan. It's a Friday morning, but it's got like a weird vibe to it this morning.
Like a Monday energy, kind of.
Yeah, and it's probably because of the weather.
Yes.
And we're watching that, and we're trying to see what's going to happen with that today.
Yeah, I know it's snowing on the east side right now.
Yeah, it gives you a little anxiety about, you know, is this going to affect my morning commute? Is it going to affect my afternoon commute? Stuff like that. So we're watching that. But also, daylight savings time goes into effect this weekend.
And it's the bad one.
And I've been hearing a lot of this over the past few days, is people that grumble about it. And I just want to say, daylight savings time to me is not that big of a deal. Like, it never has been. Like, I don't really get it. Like, I'm not really saying that it doesn't affect people. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying for me, it's like, all right, so it was 10 o'clock. Now it's 11 o'clock. All right.
And you don't feel any difference, like, with your internal body clock?
I don't. But I'll be watching to pay attention to see if I do.
Yeah.
On Monday, it's just that maybe I'm the outlier because of the hours that we work.
Right.
I mean, the fact that I get up every morning at 4 o'clock in the morning, maybe the fact that I lose an hour over the weekend really doesn't make that much difference to
me. Well, it affects me. But even like researching into it, what it can do to your body, it actually has answered a lot of questions for me. I read that it takes your body 8 days to adjust to daylight savings time. And of course, we're losing an hour. So obviously, I had to look up what the health experts say about this. And it's interesting because we've been having this conversation in a different way about me and why I'm not able to become a morning person. You know, I've been trying everything to stop living my life like a zombie, and I think I found the answer. It says some experts say the disruption to our circadian rhythm could have a negative impact on our health. Sleep researcher Dr. Henrik Gompf at UC Davis Health says our internal clock is not quite 24 hours, and it gets reset every morning with natural light. So morning sunshine is very important. However, springing forward brings darker mornings, meaning that it's going to be a little bit harder for people to get up and get going. And this is what I've been saying, right?
Yeah.
Because for us, daylight savings really doesn't matter because we're still getting up when it's dark outside.
Right. I never see the sunshine when I wake up.
So it makes me feel better to know that I'm not like an insane person and that it's actually scientifically backed that I feel like a zombie because I wake up before the sun comes up.
Yeah, and I want to be clear. I'm not saying that I don't think it affects you or affects other people.
Right, just you are fine with it.
I'm fascinated by it because it's just something that has never really affected me at all.
Count
at least
your
I don't
blessings,
think so.
Because my gosh, it's rough out here in the streets.
Yeah, so we feel for you if you're dreading daylight savings time this weekend too, and this winter storm. We'll get you an update. In the next few minutes, we have a trending report coming up on the Q Morning Show.
From the 1-800 Hurt Now Traffic Center.
New music now.
New music.
New music.
New music Friday on the Q Morning Show.
Morgan, tell us about the new music that's dropped today.
Yeah, we have a couple little Easter eggs in here. We all knew that Miley Cyrus, though, was dropping her brand new album, Endless Summer Vacation. This is her first new album since 2020, and we have one song from her today. It's called River. It makes you want to dance.
All right. I want to listen more to find out what makes you like a river.
Yeah.
Like, all she says is you're just like a river, but I don't know why.
Right.
I want to find out.
Okay, our next new music release, you were right. It is a DJ in collaboration with Ellie Goulding. It was Calvin Harris, though. The song is called Miracle. Are you having the same thought that I'm having?
The thought that I have is I shouldn't like Calvin Harris as much as I do.
Oh, but really?
I think he could put a beat behind anything, and I think I would love it.
See, this one was too much like, You know, like it's proper Jersey Shore fist pump beat.
I get it.
And I just, I do love Ellie Goulding.
It feels like summertime to me all the time when I hear Calvin Harris.
That's true. That's a good point. Okay. And last but certainly not least, you could see this artist here in Cleveland at Wonderstruck. Echo Smith will be here July 9th and 10th. They have a new one called Hindsight.
They're all brothers and sisters. Did you know that?
I did know that.
The lead singer is the sister, and then everyone in the band is her brothers.
They haven't really had a big hit since Cool Kids, which I did love that song. We should make an old school hit one of these days.
Yeah, they must love to just tour and play music together as a family. Because, they haven't had like mainstream hits on the radio.
Right.
But they're still out there doing it.
Could you imagine if you were in a band with your family, with your two boys and your wife touring around America?
I don't think it would last very long.
Yeah, mine would. My band wouldn't either.
Ignore the sheer fact that we have no musical talent. We wouldn't be able to get along.
Right.
Okay, so at my house last night, it was delivered to my house last night, a giant bag of Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
And they all went to Paula. She's like, don't touch those. Those are mine. And then also coming up on Sunday, it's National Girl Scout Day.
Nice.
On Sunday. So we have the cookies. It's Girl Scout Day on Sunday. We thought, what a perfect time to have a Girl Scout cookie
fantasy draft.
We'll do that coming up.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Waking you up.
Bring me that smile in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. Thank you for being here. I'm Bill Ryan. Morgan is here too.
Yo.
We're about to have a Girl Scout cookie fantasy draft.
Let's do it.
I'm doing too many things at once here. I'm trying to Instagram. So I have a picture of all the Girl Scout cookies that my wife bought and that were delivered to the house last night. There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. She bought like 10 boxes.
I love that for you.
And I'm not allowed to touch any of them. In fact, I said, we're having a Girl Scout cookie fantasy draft on the show today. It would be cool if I could take some in to share with.
She's like, yeah, right.
Yeah, I said I wanted to share with Morgan and with Stevie. And she's like, no, these are the cookies that stay at home.
Yeah, you have two options. Bring the Girl Scout cookies to work or divorce. And I don't think she wants to get a divorce.
So I just posted the picture of the cookies on our IG at the Q Morning Show. Okay, so I'm ready. I'm ready to draft.
All right, who's going first? I don't know whose turn it even is to go first.
Don't we always flip a coin?
Oh, yeah, but I don't know if I have a coin. Do you?
No.
I'll flip this box, and if it lands on the top, I'll go first. If it lands on the bottom, you'll go first. It's on the bottom, which means you get first pick.
Oh, I'm on the bottom again?
Here we go.
Okay, the first pick of the Girl Scout Cookie Draft 2023. With Girl Scout Cookie Day being on Sunday, I got to go with... See, this is where I think that everyone's going to disagree with me, but I'm going to go with the peanut butter patty tagalongs.
Okay. Yeah, I do love a good tagalong, but that's not going to be my first pick. Doesn't even come close to the one and only, the most recognizable, Samoas.
Samoas are the most recognizable?
I would say so.
I don't even know if I agree with that.
Okay, so that's my first pick. I get second pick because it is a snake-style draft, and I'm going with Thin Mints.
Is it too late to get Thin Mints?
Yes, it is. Ready for your second pick?
My second pick, and this is going to be a sleeper pick because I don't know.
So two sleeper picks in a row?
I don't know if anybody's actually had these. They're called Adventurefuls.
Okay.
And they're new this year. And the only reason I'm drafting them second is because I had two of them last night. Paula did share a few cookies with me. So these are new this year. They're indulgent brownie-inspired cookies topped with caramel-flavored cream with a hint of sea salt. They're pretty good.
All right.
And I'm taking them with my second pick.
Okay. I think you have the last one, too.
With the final pick, I'm going to go with another personal favorite. The Do-Si-Dos, the peanut butter sandwich.
The Do-Si-Dos. I don't know. This is hard. All of my original go-tos have been taken.
They have?
For my third and final
pick. What about the
pick?
Girl Scout s'mores?
Don't give me any ideas. Are you trying to help me win right now?
What about the trefoils?
I know. Foils. I do love the trefoils because I do love anything like shortbread, but I also love lemon. And, you know, they have those lemon ups. They have the lemonades. I'm going to go with what I would normally pick, what I would actually buy from the Girl Scouts of America. And I'm going to go with the lemonades.
The lemonades is your third pick.
Yes.
All right. Nobody went with the raspberry rallies, the Girl Scout boxes.
Because nobody can get their paws on them. Right. They're selling them on eBay for $200 a box.
216-474-0104.
Yes. New number if you want to pick whose team you want to be, which we should just reset the table here. You have to pick an entire team.
Right.
You can't pick some from Morgan's list, some from Bill's list. You have to ride hard for either myself or Bill. And you text in just our names, or you can call in too if you have a strong opinion about this. But we do have a new number.
And you know what would be fun too, if we heard from maybe some Girl Scouts?
Yeah.
Or even some Girl Scout leaders, because they're the experts in this whole thing. How did we do with our Girl Scout Cookie Fantasy Draft 2023?
You want to just recap the teams one more time?
Yes.
Team Bill is Tagalongs, Adventurefuls, and Dosidos. Team Morgan is Samoas, Thin Mints, and Lemonades.
216-474-0104. That is our new number. You can call or text us right now. Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. Friday morning, 7:27. We just had a Girl Scout Cookie Fantasy Draft.
Yes.
And I'm so excited because it looks like that some people have figured out that we have a new phone number.
Yes. There's a lot of people chiming in.
216-474-0104 is our new phone number. So we just had the Fantasy Draft. Recap the draft for everybody.
Okay, yes. And you have to pick one complete team. It was Best Girl Scout Cookies. Team Bill was Tagalongs, Adventurefuls, and Dosidos. Team Morgan was Samoas, Thin Mints, and Lemonades.
And I think we have some Girl Scout leaders.
We do.
On the phone as well. But let's start with the ostrich.
Our good old friend, the ostrich.
Good morning, ostrich.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
How did you feel about the fantasy draft? Which way are you leaning?
You know what? Kind of like I mentioned before, Morgan, you had me. I love Samoas, love Thin Mints. I think one and two when it comes to cookies, but the lemonades did it for me. I don't like lemon cookies.
No!
So I think Tagalongs, peanut butter, and the Adventurefuls. Bill, you've got this one.
No!
You lost it with the third pick, Morgan.
Oh, man. That's where the strategy comes in.
That's what happens in a draft.
Whew.
All right. Aaron is, what city is Aaron in?
Elyria.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Now, you mentioned that you are in charge of a Girl Scout group.
Yes, I'm a Girl Scout leader. I'm changing my vote, actually. I'm going to go with Morgan because Thin Mints are the top cookie. I know she thought Samoas were, but Thin Mints are the biggest seller, followed by Samoa, and then the two peanut butters.
So you were going to go with me, but then in the last few minutes, you changed your mind at the last second.
I did. And, you know, Adventurefuls were around last year. Mm-hmm. So those are good. And I got some of the strawberries or raspberries that are out this year. They're so good.
Now tell me.
Oh, no, you got the new raspberries and you didn't have to pay $200.
Yeah, tell us about those raspberry rallies and why they're such a hot item and why people are selling them on eBay.
Yeah, well, obviously it's because it's the new cookie, so everybody wants to at least try it. And the way that they did it, it was online only, which created some issues. But really what they remind me of are those paper cookies that come in like a stick, and they would always be chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry.
Yes.
They taste like the strawberry ones with chocolate. I mean, they're so good.
Love that. I mean, I'm not going to pay $200 for them, but hopefully eventually I'll be able to get my paws on those.
Thank you, Aaron, and
enjoy
Girl Scout Day on Sunday.
Yes.
Appreciate you listening this morning.
We're tied.
Let's go to Akron. We're going to talk to Jess. Good morning, Jess.
Morning.
Where do you stand on this Girl Scout Cookie Fantasy Draft?
Okay, so the last leader just said that her Thin Mints and Samoas are her top sellers, but I'm going to tell you, we ran out of Tagalongs this year. So I have to side with you on this one.
Oh, man.
It must just be a different, and Morgan, I'm so sorry, but I hate the lemon cookies.
I mean,
as a Girl Scout leader, it's hard, but those are like my least favorite.
Oh, no.
And I think I think in the area I'm at, we do not have a lot of coconut lovers. So the Samoas are like one of our least sellers.
I love Samoas. Thin mints
are good, but our tagalongs sell way more than all the other ones. So,
Jess, have you tried these new Adventurefuls, the brownie with the caramel?
I do. I you know, my son is actually the one that eats those.
Yeah.
My daughter is not a fan, but,
okay,
you know.
Yeah,
ones that come into the house are the tagalongs and the thin mints and the Adventurefuls. Those are pretty much the ones that come into our house. Okay. I'm not a fan of the raspberry ones, though. So,
okay.
Really?
And
the new ones? Yeah, I'm not a fan.
And Girl Scout cookie sales, those are over, right? I mean, you can't buy anymore. The
no,
sales
you
are
can't.
Over.
Okay. No.
All right. Do you have any extra?
Those are bad.
Do you have any extra raspberry rallies that you're going to sell on the black market?
No, you know, I have 5 boxes, but it's kind of like when my grandpa comes over, he'll eat those. So it's kind of like his treat when he comes over. So,
yeah, I know, but you could put them on an eBay right now and make $700.
I'm not going to do that.
Even her grandpa.
I didn't pay $700 a box for those. That's terrible.
All right, Jess, thanks for calling in this morning, and happy Girl Scout Day. To you on Sunday.
Bill,
appreciate
I gotta
it.
Say right. to you, congratulations.
Because
I think this is the first fantasy draft you've ever won.
It's because I had the first pick.
And I'm happy for you.
That's
I honestly
it.
Really am.
I'm proud. First pick.
Yeah.
That's what pushed me over there, I think. All right, Hollywood Dirt Sheet, we're going to do that next. It's the Q Morning Show. Thanks for being here.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The smartest suburb in Cleveland? Your suburb is counting on you. It's the Battle of the Burbs on Q104.
Same game, new phone number.
Yep.
I was going to just throw it out there
it's
one more
one
time.
One of the questions.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I will not say it then.
Spoiler alert.
But Morgan does have all 4 questions, and our players are ready to go, so let's go.
Brooklyn, Old Brooklyn, Akron, and West Park getting ready to rep for their city. Let's start with caller 14. It is Danielle. Danielle is in Brooklyn. It looks like Bill's struggling with the caller ID.
See, it's a new phone number, but it's also a new phone.
Right, right.
So I just have to get used to, you know.
Yeah, pushing all the new buttons.
It's new shiny buttons that I've got to get used to.
Danielle, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Good morning. Happy Friday. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
I am great. Bill, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm just doing average, I guess, Danielle.
Danielle, welcome to Battle of the Burbs, repping for your city of Brooklyn. You have 4 questions, 3 seconds to answer each one. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Okay. Question number 1. Daylight savings time is this weekend. Do we gain or lose an hour?
We lose an hour.
Oh, no, that's right. Right?
Wow.
We lose an hour.
There's something wrong with my brain today.
That was right, Danielle. Question number 2. The Oscars will be hosted by which late night talk show host?
Okay.
Yeah, that's a time buzzer. Sorry, Danielle. Let's go to Al in Akron. He's up next. Al, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
23 wins for your city of Akron, going for 24. You ready?
We're ready.
Okay, question number 1. Daylight savings time is this weekend. Do we gain or lose an hour?
We lose.
What are you doing?
I don't know what is wrong with me. I don't know what is wrong with
me. What are you doing? That is a right answer.
Can someone call my primary care physician? I might be short-circuiting.
Can you play the right button? Okay, there we go. Question number two. The Oscars will be hosted by which late-night talk show host?
Jimmy Kimmel.
That is correct. Question number three. Miley Cyrus just released a new album. What is the name of that album?
I don't know.
No, it's not I don't know, but thank you, Al in Akron. Let's go to Gigi in Old Brooklyn. Gigi, good morning.
Good morning.
And you have a car full of kids, right?
Yes, we do.
Shout them all out. Who's with you?
Say your name.
Malachi. Alea.
Janaya.
I love it.
Right.
Your city of Old Brooklyn has two wins going for win number three, and here's to hoping Bill can push the right buttons. Are you ready to play?
Get it together, Bill.
I know. Seriously.
I know. All right, Gigi, four questions, 3 seconds to answer each one. Question number one, daylight savings time is this weekend. Do we gain or lose an hour?
Lose an hour.
The Oscars will be hosted by which late night talk show host?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Miley Cyrus just released a new album. What's the name of the album?
Endless Summer Vacation.
There we go. For the win, Gigi in Old Brooklyn. What is our new phone number?
216-474-0104.
Oh, Gigi, you nailed it. Congratulations. Love that. Great vibes for a Friday, am I right?
Yes.
Well, Gigi and all and crew, carpool, I hope you have a great day at school. One more question for you all. Tell everyone listening who made you a winner.
Q104.
Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. And we appreciate you listening. It's the Q Morning Show. It's Morgan and Bill Ryan. What are you watching this weekend? I think today we might get to start, Paul and I, we might get to start You, the new season four.
Okay.
I think that's it's been in the queue for about a week now because we finished White Lotus. So
yeah.
Might get to start You. You have anything in your queue?
No, not really. I mean, we've kept up with everything throughout the week. We watched the latest episode of Survivor yesterday, which the season has been really good so far. Only so, two episodes.
Does David like Survivor too?
He does.
He does?
Yeah, I promise you. I got him in. He didn't at first. He like didn't get it at all. And I was like, no, you got to watch it. It's so good. And now he's just as obsessed as I am with it. So we're all caught up. I will say that I have been binge watching old seasons of Vanderpump Rules just because of all the drama that's going on with them right now. So I might just be in a Bravo wormhole this weekend.
The Oscars are on Sunday night, which I will be watching. Not necessarily because I want to, but just because,
you know,
it makes it easier to talk about it on the show on Monday when I know what's going on. Like, for instance, The Slap last year. I mean, if I wasn't watching, I wouldn't have known. But Oscars on Sunday night, I'm always interested about these goodie bags that the nominees get, and I think the presenters get.
Yes.
But these grab bags, these goodie bags that they get this year, they're worth about $126,000.
No.
And so the nominees are going to walk away. Even if they lose, they're going to get, I mean, it's unbelievable what's in these bags, and I don't get it. Like,
what's in the bag?
A $40,000 three-night getaway to a 10-acre Canadian estate called The Lifestyle.
Why do they need that?
Exactly. Why do they need that? There's also $25,000 worth of project management fees for a home renovation from a company called Maison Construction. So if they want that, here's $25,000 if you want to home renovate.
It's got to be like the publicity of it all, though, for sure, right?
Is it the publicity of it?
I would think, because like, okay, for that example, if one of these A-list celebrities use your renovation company, like, you're going to get massive publicity because of it.
A three-night stay at a renovated lighthouse off the coast of Italy?
Yeah. That is absurd. These people can't pay for that anyways.
A 1,218 carat gold diamond bracelet from a company called, I don't know, Herkimer.
Oh my gosh.
The cheapest thing in this bag is something worth $18. It's a loaf of Japanese milk bread.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Also random.
I don't get it. Like, why do these celebrities need it? And It's not really the celebrity thing that bothers me, that the celebrities are getting this stuff for free. It's I don't understand, like Maison Construction. What do you get out of this if you give away $25,000 worth of free renovations? What is it really?
Namesake.
Is it really the advertising?
I mean, we've never even heard of these people before, and now we're talking about them, you know, on our radio station.
We are, but does that really benefit them here in Cleveland? Anybody listening going to contact Maison Construction?
Or, like, in the celebrity world, let's say Austin Butler, who's up for Best Actor in Elvis, uses this $25,000 whatever. He's going to then tell all of his friends. He's going to have his friends over at his house. They're going to be like, oh, yeah, nice house. And they're like, oh, this person. It's all about who you know, what you know, who did what for you, who you can hook who up with. It's all about that kind of stuff. It's fluff, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But it just is top of mind awareness in the celebrity world.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. I just don't understand what goes on in that world.
I'll never be able to tell you for sure because I'll never be Oscar nominated. So yeah. Unless I have a midlife crisis and become like a superstar, then it's just my assessment.
Speaking of the Oscars, we are going to play another round of movie theater. Coming up in about 15 minutes.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Awake up. Waking you up and playing all the hits.
Give you the feeling from night to day.
The Q Morning Show.
Q104.
Post Malone and Doja Cat. It's the Q Morning Show on Q104. It's Morgan and Bill Ryan. Yesterday after the show, I went over to Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, and I watched the MAC tournament. I watched 3 games yesterday.
That's how you wanted to spend your birthday. So did you have fun?
I had a really good time.
Good.
I watched 7 straight hours of basketball.
Oh, my word. Good thing I got you a 12-pack of brewskis.
I was at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse longer than I was at work yesterday. But
that's okay. No. It was your birthday. Spend it however you want.
Yeah, I enjoyed that very much. But, you know, between games, as I'm sitting there in my seat and I'm scrolling on Instagram and stuff like that, I get notifications from Morgan. Well, not notifications. I just see you in my feed, right?
Yeah.
And whenever I see something from you, whether it's on stories or in my feed, I'll always stop to see what it is because it comes from you. And there's something that you do that fools me every single time you do it. Like, for example, I'll just be scrolling through and I'm like, oh, here's something from Morgan, from Morgan P. Talks. And it says, I want to first and foremost apologize to everyone I've hurt through this process. Most of all, I want to apologize to Ariana. I made mistakes. And I'm like, oh my God, what did Morgan do? Stop everything. What happened?
That's funny.
And it's happened to me like 2 or 3 times now.
Yeah.
Where you've reposted something from a celebrity, and I think it's you posting it.
You know what's so funny is that a lot of my followers have the same reaction. And one time, I was posting a statement about a Love Island couple that broke up, right? And I just screenshotted it and posted it. When I tell you I had hundreds of DMs, did you break up with David? Why are you writing a breakup post on your Instagram? I'm like, you guys, read the caption. It says that this is from Luca from Love Island. Like, no, David and I are fine. We even did one of those influencer videos where David and I got on together. We're like, we need to address the rumors.
Yeah.
You know, we are not splitting up. So you're not the only one.
I'm not that smart. You know, and I'm going through so fast and I'm just, oh my God. Wait.
I mean, especially when you know nothing about what I'm talking about, it's got to be a little confusing.
Yeah. Morgan does a lot of celebrity stuff on her Instagram, which is at Morgan P Talks. And we'll do a Hollywood dirt sheet coming up here right now. Let's play movie theater. And it's so easy to play. I'm going to have a movie scene for you, a famous movie scene, except it's going to be acted out by 2 actors who aren't in the movie at all. They have nothing to do with the movie.
Right.
You just have to guess the movie and play against Morgan. So we need a volunteer to play right now. 216-474-0104. That's our new number. Call us up on our new number to play movie theater.
216-474-0104.
Days, ache, and nights are long. Even after all this time.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. We are playing movie theater this morning in honor of the Oscars, which is on Sunday night. Very easy game to play. Let's meet our contestant first. It's Erica in North Royalton. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well, and you're not alone. Who's with you this morning?
I'm dropping my son, Nicholas, off to school.
Good morning, Nicholas.
Hello.
Oh, I was expecting a small child. That threw me off for a second there. Hello.
Like a full-grown man.
All right, very good. Okay, so movie theater. It is so easy to play, Erica and Nicholas. So you're going to hear a famous movie scene. This movie actually might even have been Oscar nominated back in the day. So you're going to hear it, except it's going to be acted out by two people who weren't in the movie. And actually, even more difficult today because our fill-in actors are Kermit and Miss Piggy.
Nice.
So Morgan and Erica and Nicholas, here comes your movie scene.
Hello? Hello? I'm looking for my wife. I love you. You complete me. And if I just...
Shut up! Just shut up! You had me at hello. You had me at hello. Oh, Kermit, Piggy.
Morgan, why do you have that blank look on your face?
I'm trying really hard to think.
Honestly, not know that?
I'm going to take a guess and stab in the dark. Erica says she knows it, so let me go first and see because I'm not positive at all.
Okay.
Is it Dirty Dancing?
It is not Dirty Dancing.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, Erica, school me.
Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire is absolutely correct.
I love that song. Oh, makes me cry.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about. I'm not going to be honest.
I thought it was maybe Kermit and Miss Piggy throwing it off, but you're saying, Morgan, you have never seen the movie Jerry Maguire.
I couldn't tell you the plot. I couldn't tell you who's in it. I couldn't tell you, like, the movie poster, nothing. Sorry.
Yeah, that feels like one of those movies that you should see. I don't know if it holds up. It's been a lot of years, but it's Tom Cruise.
Okay.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah.
Show Me the Money.
Okay. Yeah, it came out in 1996. I was 3, so I don't know if my mom was letting me watch rated R Jerry Maguire at 3 years old.
Well, not then. You can go back and watch it. I encourage it. Erica, thank you so much for calling up and playing movie theater this morning.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much. It was fun.
Get to where you're going safely. Nicholas, it was great to meet you, too. There you go. That's movie theater.
Yes.
It is the Q Morning Show. We've got a Hollywood dirt sheet.
Sure do.
We're going to do that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.